Well, now critics are centering the Canadian military's new policy for wounded soldiers. It was recently revealed that injured soldiers are being required to sign documents stating they will not speak out against the military. Press News' Ashley Hathaway tells us more.
While the exact number is not known, at least 1,500 Canadian soldiers were wounded in the Afghan war alone, many of whom come back to tell their stories or seek help. But a Canadian newspaper has discovered soldiers are now being required to sign a form agreeing not to criticize the military on social network websites like Twitter and Facebook.
Reportedly, the form asks injured soldiers not to disclose any views on any military subject and not to say anything that would discourage those in the military.
Wounded Warriors Canada is a nonprofit organization with the goal to help wounded soldiers. On its website, you can find soldiers thanking the organization for its help. But Scott Maxwell, the program's executive director, just recently learned of the policy.
I think if anything, there's a it's a little bit of shock once Canadians are made aware of the challenges that these men and women face. And if anything, they want to step up and help. In a country the size of Canada, as you can imagine, the biggest challenge is awareness.
Maxwell has not seen the document, but is now seeking clarification from the defense minister. His organization is not funded by the military and says there is a need for such an organization.
So there's a trust factor there when they come to us that they can tell their story, whatever it is, good or bad, about what they've seen and done. So I think for those reasons, there is definitely a need, and that's why we exist.
The military's Joint Personnel Support Union confirms the form exists, but says the purpose is to educate our members and personnel on what constitutes the appropriate and inappropriate use of social media and the possible ramifications. The policy has already received criticism, with some saying the policy is further evidence of mistreatment of those injured in the line of duty. Ashante Hathaway, Press TV, Montreal.